Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Late Show. Joining me tonight is a legend who has written over 3,000 songs, won 10 Grammy Awards, and has a new book called Dolly Parton, Song Teller. Please welcome the one, the only, Dolly Parton. Dolly, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you. I have missed you. I'm so happy to see you again.
I have missed you, too. You know, the last time we were together, we sang and everything. I was about as nervous as I've ever been with a guest, but also about had the most fun I've ever had with a guest. So I'm glad you gave me another shot, because I was afraid I blew it last time.
No. I thought you did a real good job. Everybody talked about it. They still talk about it. And when I said I was going to be on your show, they said, oh, great, we love him. Are you going to sing? I said, I don't know. No telling what we might do tonight.
That's excellent. Well, you've got the new book here, as I said. It's Song Teller. Why not songwriter or storyteller? What's Song Teller mean to you?
Well, when we were trying to name the book, I was going to be talking about songs that I had written, and I really think of myself as a song teller, because I write songs, but I tell stories in my song, and in my songs. So that just popped in my mind, Song Teller. I thought, well, that's a good name for my coffee table book that has about 170 some odd songs of mine, and I tell stories about why I wrote them, what kind of frame of mind I was in, what was going on in my life at the time. Showed a lot of old pictures that a lot of people hadn't seen from my childhood and growing up in the business. So I just thought, since I tell stories in my songs, that would be the perfect title.
Now, when did it strike you that as great as a performer as you are, a player and a singer, that really your love was the writing and the storytelling, and that you could do this for other people?
Well, I've known that my whole life. I love to sing, and I certainly love to sing the songs I do write, and I love to perform. I love my fans, but there's just something about writing songs. It's just kind of like my personal time with God. You know, I don't need anything other than just me and whatever instrument I'm using at the time. It's my quiet time. I just go into that little zone, and I just feel like I can express myself in ways that I don't need a doctor for. I don't have to have therapy. I can just kind of sing it all out, write it all out. And I can write for other people, too, like you said, because I see things happen to other people, and I think they don't know how to express how they feel, so they're depressed or they're sad. So I write songs for them as well.
Now, besides writing your own hits, I understand that, was it Emmy Lou Harris that you first wrote a song that someone else recorded of yours?
Well, actually, there's a story about that. Emmylou had a number one song on a song I wrote called To Daddy. And it was back during the time that I was still working with the Porter Wagoner show, a man that had given me my first big break.
Sure, and he
had
his
own syndicated show. And so I had recorded a whole album, and we were thinking about putting To Daddy out as a single for me. And so Emmylou came to the studio, just Porter wanted her to come down, listen to what we were doing. And so she turned to me and said, oh, Dolly, you have to let me record To Daddy because I'm needing a really good song. And she said, can I have that one? I said, well, I think we were going to be putting that out as a single. And Porter said, yeah, we are. And she said, oh, please let me have the song. So I gave her the song. And Porter got so mad at me. That's one of the biggest fights we ever had. But that's when I really knew for sure that I was sincere as a songwriter and that it meant more to me to have someone sing a song that I had written than it was for me to have a record out on that song or any song.
Is there a sort of a special feeling, or do you get this feeling ever when you've written something and you think you're going to record it, or maybe you have recorded it, and you hear somebody else do a version of it, and you go, oh, they got every part of that ball. Like, they hit that in a way that I didn't expect, and they made it beautiful in a way that I didn't anticipate.
Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked that one because there's a perfect example of that. I'm always happy when anybody does any song that I've written, and I love how different people interpret them. But when Whitney Houston did I Will Always Love You, the song that I wrote that was just a simple, sweet, little heartfelt song, and she took it and made it so big and so beautiful, when I heard that, I couldn't believe that was my song. I thought, that's my song. That's my little song. But that's just become like a classic. So that's a great example of how people can take your songs and make them into whatever. It depends on how you arrange them and produce them and how you sing them.
Now, I understand that your mom used to teach you songs that tell stories, like old-fashioned songs. Do you remember any of the ones that your mom would sing with you?
I remember all of them. Mama used to sing all those old songs brought over from the old world. But Mama was a good singer, too, and she would just sing a cappella all the time. And so many of those songs were sad, and as I say, some of them just plumb pitiful. But I remember many songs. There was a song she used to sing called Bury Me Beneath the Willow. It was about a girl that was going to get married, and her boyfriend left her at the altar or whatever. So she died, of course. She killed herself, I suppose. So it says, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, where he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. So anyway, there's more to it, but anyway, it was about her thinking today was our wedding day, but where, oh, where can he be? He's gone to seek him another bride. He cares no more for me. And then it goes, are you crying? Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, where he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me. So I better hush before you cry yourself to death and we can't finish the show.
Like a lot of Americans, I'm under a lot of stress right now, Dolly.
And, I know you're not really.
You got
crying,
under my tripwire right there. I'll tell you right there. That was pretty beautiful.
We used to cry when Mama would sing, though. Mama would cry, and we'd cry. And those old songs were just amazing, though.
You know, isn't it funny that sometimes there's nothing happier than a cry? Isn't that?
Yeah, I think that's the cleanses your soul. I think water's good to wash it out.
Yep.
It's what tears are for, I think.
I'm sure a lot of people ask you what your first lyrics were, but I'm just curious, what are your latest lyrics? What are you writing now?
Well, I haven't had a chance to write a whole lot lately because we've been really doing a lot of promotion. But I had written down, I don't know if it meant that I was singing it to the world or to a person, but I just had this idea come to mind, like, I love you, whether you like it or not, and I'm gonna love you till I decide to stop. You can't tell me what to do. You can't make me not love you, cause I love you. And I can sing that to you. I love you. And you can't stop me.
I'm not gonna try. I promise you that.
Okay.
You've been married. Let me get right here. You've been married to this man. There you go.
Yeah,
there's Carl Dean right there. Okay. You said 54 years. You say God speaks to me through Carl Dean. What do you mean? How? How so?
Well, I mean that we are so close, and I've often said that, but we're so in tune with each other. I'll be thinking about something that's worrying me or grieving me, and I'll pray about something, kind of waiting for an answer. And he'll sometimes just up and just say something, and it's just like, well, I didn't say anything to you about that. But it just seems to, he'll say, now you don't need to be worrying about, so-and-so, or, he just kind of, I don't know if he just senses how I'm feeling, but I have always said, that God, speaks to me, through him. But I guess that's what love is. I guess when you're in tune and you know somebody so well. But I have often said that, and people say that sounds freaky, but it's not like that. But I just know that God talks to me in different ways, not in, words or anything, but they come, my answers come at different times, but many times they come right through Carl.
I think that's beautiful. I feel the same way about my wife, is that she's evidence to me. She's evidence that I should pay more attention to the way God talks. because
that's a good way to say it. He's evidence, to me, you know, that God's in there. But he, you know, honestly, it's just been unusual through the years. He's very intuitive too. I think he's kind of clairvoyant at times. So whatever works, it's worked for 54 years, 56 together, and we have a good relationship. He's got a great sense of humor, and so we've made it really well. And that's his. It's my. Well, actually, we got married again when we were married 50 years. So now he tells people that I'm his second wife. I said, don't say that. You know, I'm still the only one.
Well, you got a new album here, too. This is a Holly Dolly Christmas. There you go. I think everybody needs some Christmas cheer this year. People are worried about what they're going to do with the holidays. It's the number one song on Billboard's country and holiday charts. It's got Willie Nelson, Miley Cyrus, Jimmy Fallon. You're breaking my heart here, Dolly.
I know, but he had asked me years ago if I would sing on his show one time, if I would sing All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I didn't know it, so I learned it, and I thought, well, I'm going to put it in the album, so I called him. I said, you still want to sing that song? You want to sing on it with me? So we did that. It's a fun song. He did good. I know you're a better singer.
Thank you. Thank you, and you're a better guest.
You feel better now? but I did have a lot of fun people on that. You know, had Billy Ray Cyrus and Molly and Willie and Michael Bublé. Mm-hmm. I wrote a song for us. So it's really got about six special guests on it, in addition to some traditional things and some new things that I'd written. So I'm proud of the album.
Hey, everybody, we have to take a break. But we'll be right back with more Dolly Parton. Maybe she'll make me cry again.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back with just superstar of every kind, Dolly Parton. In May, you released a song about the pandemic, which is called When Life Is Good Again. What kind of song do you think the world needs right now in these troubled times?
Well, I think they need more of that kind of stuff. And I really felt led to write that. And I've written some other songs along those lines about the pandemic, and maybe, you know, I'm going to put something else out. I've got all this Christmas stuff and everything going now, but I do have some other things that I've written about this, you know, this time going on. So I just really felt like I should write something. And that one, you know, has some really good lines. And I think everybody started looking at themselves a little deeper than they had before. Because when it says, when life is good again, I'll be a better friend, a better person when life is good again. And I'll open up my heart and let the whole world in when life is good again. And then we'll laugh and dance and sing with our friends and all that sort of thing. So it was just an uplifting thing that people wanted to know. It's going to be all right. And when life is good again, we'll get to do some more fun stuff. And I hope that we will, and I can't wait for this year to be over. Can you?
No, I can't.
Crazy.
As I've said, I want a fast forward button. That would be nice. Can we just
zip
squeal to the end, please?
Yeah.
Now, everybody's got their favorite Dolly Parton songs. As you know, I got to sing mine with you, Butterfly. What are your, and this will be definitive, so I want you to give this some thought, Dolly Parton. What are your top three Dolly Parton songs?
Well, my very favorite song from a very personal level is The Coat of Many Colors. It's kind of a little signature song of mine. And it's more than just about the little coat. It's about my mom. It's about family. It's about acceptance. It's about tolerance. And it even speaks to bullying, you know, kind of how the kids made fun of me at school. And it kind of, they even teach out of it in some of the grammar schools around in Tennessee. And they use that little song about, you're not making fun of people, but it's okay to be different. We are who we are, and we need to accept and love each other. So that one, certainly I love because of my mom, and it's a true story, and I have treasured memories of that. So, and as far as a singer, songwriter, all singers love to have a song that you can sing tender, and then you can go big if you want to. You can sing loud or show how much volume, you know, you have and how much range and all. So I would think that the I Will Always Love You song is really good for that, because I can sing it little or I can sing it big. And so not just because I wrote them, but that one is real special. But I like songs that I've recorded in albums that a lot of people have never heard. There's a song called Down from Dover, and a lot of people love it. It's about a girl that got pregnant, she had to leave home and had to go out and live on a farm with an old lady and all that. And so back at the time when I put it out on a record, they wouldn't play it on the radio. Lord, now you can have a baby right on television. So it's like, it's all different. So I really love, you know, some of my songs like that tell stories. And of course, Jolene is everybody's favorite, and I enjoy singing that one. But most of my songs that I love the best are songs that nobody's ever heard. So to talk about them, they wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. But I just enjoy a lot of the stories. That's why I'm a song teller.
Well, Dolly, it's so lovely to see you again. Thanks so much for being here.
See you later.
Dolly Parton's Song Teller is available November 17th. It would make a great Christmas present. So would her Christmas album. Dolly Parton,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, wraps up pretty. They're just the right size.
Exactly. They go, there you go. One butt like there.
And I can use the money.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
I need the money.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.